went to a party the other night, and there's some old girl, I don't know who she was, she kept on hollering, let's play kissing games, let's play kissing games. She hollered that all during the party. My throat was so sore the next day I couldn't. They drawed a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.34. One old boy didn't have no money with him, tried to take it out in trading stamps.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 25th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American country comedian and Grand Ole Opry icon Minnie Pearl, born Sarah Ophelia Colley in 1912 in Hickman County, Tennessee, 50 miles southwest of Nashville. She had a privileged and cultured upbringing as the youngest of five daughters of a prosperous lumber executive. She graduated from Ward Belmont College, at the time, Nashville's most prestigious school for young women, where she majored in theater studies and dance. She then taught dance for the first few years after graduating. Her first professional theater work was with Wayne P. Sewell Productions, a touring theater company based in Atlanta. She produced and directed plays and musicals for local organizations in small towns throughout the Southeast. Part of her work involved making brief appearances at civic organizations to promote the group's shows, and during this time she developed her Minnie Pearl character. While producing an amateur musical comedy in Balington, Alabama, she met a mountain woman whose style and talk became the basis for Cousin Minnie. Her first stage performance as Minnie Pearl was in 1939 in Aiken, South Carolina. Her now-famous hat was purchased downtown at Saraski Brothers Department Store just moments before the show. The following year, executives from WSM in Nashville saw her perform at a bankers' convention in Centerville and gave her the opportunity to appear on the Grand Ole Opry. The success of her debut on that show began an association with the Opry that continued for more than 50 years. Her comedy was gentle satire of rural Southern culture. She always dressed in frilly down-home outfits and wore a hat with a tag hanging from it, proudly displaying the $1.98 price. Her signature greeting to her audience was, "Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here!" delivered in a hearty holler. After she became an established star, her greeting became a call and response with audiences everywhere. Her often self-deprecating humor involved her unsuccessful attempts to attract a feller's attention, and in later years, her age. She also told stories involving her comical ne'er-do-well relatives, notably Uncle Nabob, his wife Aunt Ambrosia, Miss Lizzie Tinkham, Doc Payne, and of course her brother, who was simultaneously both slow-witted and wise. She usually closed her monologues with the exit line, "I love you so much, it hurts." On February 23, 1947, she married Henry Cannon, who operated an air charter service. The couple had no children. In 1969, they purchased a large home in Nashville next door to the Tennessee Governor's Mansion. She attended Brentwood Methodist Church, where she donated the pipe organ. Today, a life-size statue of Minnie Pearl sits on a pew alongside a statue of Roy Acuff, in the lobby of Ryman Auditorium, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry. Her death on March 4, 1996, at age 83, was attributed to complications from a stroke. She is buried in Mount Hope Cemetery in Franklin. She was an important influence on younger female country music singers and on such rural humorists as Jerry Clower, Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, Carl Hurley, Ron White, and Larry the Cable Guy. In 1992, she was awarded the National Medal of the Arts. 10 years later, she was ranked as number 14 on CMT's list of the 40 greatest women in country music. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 25th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.